ending us again and again. Just one this thought, really truly this intoxication comes after, when there's faith. And faith is based on experience, not only just knowledge. Knowledge, even on the path of bhakti, people have knowledge. As today Baba said, they know God, they sing the praise, God, you are my mother and father. They know this. Knowing is not enough. It is the question of understanding, then exercising it, and then experience. After experience is the faith. If you have without experience, without exercise faith, it is called blind faith. Either faith based on fear. People have faith in God, but with fear. Fear is if they don't do this, they will be cursed. If they don't do this, they might become sick. Yes, safe journey. And so, सरोजबेन रात को बाबा आपकी याद दे दी थी दादी को, प्रवीणा ने बताया था, तो ग्रुप की खास याद पहुंच गई, सो सिर्फ मैंने कब बता दूं आपको, या, ओके, ठीक. So both, it is important, knowledge is Baba giving us. Before that we did not have knowledge. In fact, it was information. We did not have knowledge. Knowledge is, you know, knowledge means which makes you able to do something. So I know it. So we did not know. Yes, we had information. And because of only having information, so information can be, and that was also passed on from one to another, another. So in the scriptures, it is not knowledge. Baba says it's bhakti and it is stumbling. Why he called path of stumbling? Because it was not clear guidance, it is just like one gave information to other, one scripture, the next scripture. So this is why intellect, even having the information, was stumbling. We did not have the right destination. So it's important to receive the inheritance. We need to have not only relationship with the mother and father, we need to have relationship with the teacher. Because otherwise, as I said in the Murli, people will blame that, why not, when God is the father of all, why not everybody gets the inheritance? Everybody should get the inheritance from God. Because He is Heavenly Godfather. For whom everybody gets the inheritance? As souls. As it's their home, they go back home. But then, inheritance is actually to use the property. And for that, one has to be capable of that. This is why Baba not only gives us knowledge, He makes us knowledge able. He creates ability in us to use. So you are not knowledgeable with knowledge. Knowledge-able soul, and that is that we exercise on ourselves first knowledge. Exercise on our own self, like today Baba said, it is the power of the thought, pure thought. You experiment on your own self. Exercise on your own self. So my own thought, so to me is the soul, then first faculty of the soul, the mind, is understanding what is the power of the positivity. And through that automatically there will be experience, people say, I don't experience peace of mind. I cannot experience peace of mind. Because the thought which Baba is giving, that is not exercised pure first for the self. So not only I am a soul, but I am in my original state of soul world and the golden age, I am pure and peaceful. So then my purity and peace is pure sankalp, is shuddha sankalp, is a shuddha sankalp. This is what shubha sankalp is, a shuddha sankalp. Without being pure, you cannot create good wishes. It's a pure feeling, purity of the attitude, have good feelings for others. And then with this, and then also detachment is brings the silence. Attachment, the body, that's why forget the body, conscious body, awareness. So attachment to the body, the world, matter, brings us into sound. And in order to go into silence, I have to forget this bhan as well. Bhan, the awareness of the body. Then abhiman comes afterwards. Abhiman, then I am able to do something, ego comes in that. And so it's important that I, the soul, am experimenting first this pure thought, positive thought, for my own self, in my own mind. So I'm pure, I'm peaceful soul. And then with the power of purity, so thought is, experience is bringing faith in myself. Yes, this is what I am. The intellect then decides to maintain it. You train yourself again and again. Knowledge, yoga with Baba. Yoga of the intellect with Baba. So then I'm using on the body with deep understanding and faith. I am not this soul body. I'm feeding my body, I'm supporting my body, I'm sustaining my body, it is my chariot, I'm taking care of my body. So I am not absorbing the sorrow or pain which comes through the body. If I take this, absorb the pain of the body, pain will become suffering. Karma bhog. And so what Baba says, it is the karma bhog will become karma yog and karma sambandh in blessing. So it is relationship with the body is there, but it is not become a bondage. Karma bondage will become karma relationship. So I'm exercising, and relationship, it means I'm not taking sorrow from the body, but I am giving now support to the body so that suffering, that yoga, the pain is reduced and this intoxication of account is being cleared, and then my body is becoming healthy through karma yoga. So you are experimenting to make the body healthy as well. So your relationship with the body is not bondage anymore. It's also sambandh. Then I'm forgetting the body. Forgetting because of pain. Pain will not make me forget. It will pull again and again. But when I am thinking it's creating a relationship, I'm forgetting what I'm pain from it. But remembering, forgetting the pain means letting reduce the influence of the pain. It is not that forgetting, you are aware of this, but you are reducing the influence. So experimenting on the body is, I'm master of the body, I'm trustee of this body, I'm support for this body. And then the sanskaras of complaint, the sanskaras of suffering, the sanskaras of... Marlene, I have 1 minute for you. Just I'm finishing this. Wait 1 minute, yeah. Some message for you, yeah. So the sanskaras are changed when my action is in yoga. Without, I am performing that action in soul consciousness. The sanskaras are not, yoga power also helps, but to reform the sanskaras, I have to do act in right consciousness. So mind, body, and sanskaras, this pure thought, this powerful thought, then creates the sanskaras of happiness. When somebody had asked someone, my Baba, they asked Baba in Baba's room, and then Baba asked me to reply them, and why the people don't go to happiness when they have karma account, they have suffered, they experienced punishment, why should not they have been cleaned, why should they not go to paradise? Baba said, daughter will reply. In front of Baba, I could not give the detailed thing, but what the essence was, that other people go home with the sanskara of suffering, of the body suffering of karmic account. And here what we are doing, we are changing the quality of our thoughts, and we are creating the sanskaras of happiness. And according to sanskaras, we take birth. So sanskaras of happiness take us into the golden age. This is why yoga and action both are needed. So not only with yoga we are finishing our old, but with action we are also winning. So we are working on this thought, pure feelings and good wishes. Thought, feeling and wish, it becomes willpower. And through that we will be able to remain healthy and happy in the golden age. With sanskaras we go. So we need to experiment on ourselves. Om Shanti. Just a minute of silence and we finish with that.